Thank you, Keith. You know, I was at Fuller last week, actually, and the notices this week are nearly as long as the notices at Fuller, actually, which go on for a full 15 minutes, I'll tell you that. So that's good. So you're getting there, Keith. So you need to keep kind of making them longer and longer, really. So we have a quarter of the service are notices. Anyway, it's good to be here today, and I'll tell Julie that, shall I? wind her up a bit. Anyway, it's good to be here today, and it's good that we're able not only to share fellowship today in our service, but those of you that are stopping later for the lunch and for the church meeting. It's a time, isn't it, for just spending together with one another and in God's presence, that our worship and our life in Christ isn't just when we come together to worship on a Sunday, but it's the whole of what we do, isn't it? You know, just our ordinary everyday activities. So we're going to open our service this morning by singing our first song, which is Praise is Rising. And we're going just to lift ourselves and up to God with our praises today. Praise is Rising. Let's pray. Just bring our time of worship before God now. Father God, we turn in this hour, Lord, to spend some quality time with you. Time, Lord, when we can be still. Time when we can spend time in your presence, listening to you, to hearing your voice. Lord, as this psalmist reminds us that in your presence there is the fullness of joy. So, Father, we do pray that as we meet together this morning, Lord, we might really experience the joy and the presence, Lord, of your Holy Spirit as we come before your throne. Lord, all of us have had busy weeks, all of us have been involved in different things, Lord, and we've all come this morning, Father, with different thoughts and different desires, different worries upon our hearts. We just pray, Lord, this morning that we might just put them to one side, to put them before your cross this morning, Lord, so that we might know that you are bearing our burdens, Lord, as we heard in that song that we've just sung, Lord, that in your presence to give us joy, Lord, and in your presence, Lord, you take all of our fears and our worries and our problems away. So, Father, we pray this morning we'll just trust in you, that you will just give us something, Lord, that we need to face the coming challenges of the next week. Lord, be with us now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. So, how are we feeling this morning? Hands up those of you that are feeling kind of happy and all full of the joys of spring. Only down. Oh, Carol! How do you feel when you wake up this morning? How many of you, when you say, are morning people? You're a morning person. Joy is. Carl's a morning person. Darren is. Susan is. It's funny, isn't it, actually? We're all, God made all of us different. Can we have the next slide, please? There's usually kind of two kinds of things, isn't there, that we're in. We're either like the person on the left there, who's sort of full of sorrow and, you know, wake up a right grumpy knickers, and or we're like the person on the right where, you know, we're sort of very happy and things are really kind of going our way. And if you think about it, our lives are a mixture, aren't they? And we kind of, you know, change between one and the other. You know, if you look back on over the last week, you know, and you're probably going to draw a graph of it, it's full of sort of humps and things, isn't it? You know, we have times when we're feeling... My microphone not working. Is it actually on? It's on. Hello? Oh. I'll go stand over here then, shall I? Okay. Yeah, there are times, aren't there, where, you know, we're sort of up here on the top of the mountain and times when we're down here. And we have all kind of, you know, and it just varies, doesn't it, from one day to the next and from even from hour to hour sometime. But you know, whatever we're feeling, and of course God made us, I'm working now, am I? You hear me now, Neil? Yeah, good. Spooky, isn't it, when you suddenly the microphone comes on. Where was I? Pardon? Okay. What did I last say? I've forgotten. Yeah. Sometimes we're down in the valley and sometimes we're back up there on the mountaintops. And it can vary, can't it, from hour to hour. But I just want us to remember this morning that because God created us as human beings and we've all got different emotions and different things that happen, aren't there, in our lives that make us feel that the way we do, that God wants to be there for us, he wants to bless us, and he wants the very best for us, doesn't he? And it's sometimes hard to do that, isn't it, really, when we're feeling a bit down or we're feeling a bit sad in our lives today. But
This morning we're going to be thinking about the Sermon on the Mount, to the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus introduced the Beatitudes, and he talks about people being, in one version it talks about being happy, and in another version of the Bible it talks about being blessed. So we're going to be looking at the way that God can bless our lives, and the way that God does want to bless our lives, even though sometimes, you know, we find it hard and we don't right feel as if we're in the right place, and we don't feel that God is blessing our lives sometimes, but in actual fact, he really is. So just remember that God wants to bless us however we're feeling this morning. So we're going to sing another couple of songs now, both which talk about God's majesty. The first one is Majesty, Majesty, Worship His Majesty, and then followed by King of Kings, Majesty, which talks about God's presence within us.
Majesty, majesty, majesty,
Okay, in a moment, Maggie's going to come forward and read to us from Matthew and chapter 5 and the first 12 verses. I've asked Maggie to read from the new, the Good News Bible, but we're going to have the words from the New International Version on the screen because they're different but the same. So I want to. So I always think it's good sometimes to have two different versions, and it makes you kind of think, doesn't it, more about the words on this. So this is Jesus, the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, particularly focusing upon the Beatitudes this morning. So over to you, Maggie.
The Sermon on the Mount. Jesus saw the crowds and went up a hill where he sat down. His disciples gathered round him and he began to teach them. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn. God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose greatest desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will seek God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. Amen.
Okay, before we look at that, we're going to sing again, and we're going to sing the hymn, When We Walk With the Lord, and the chorus goes, Trust and Obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Thank you.
I know when I'm doing the talk, actually, one of the things that's always a bit of a challenge is knowing how to start, isn't it? And one of the things I very often do is to try and have some kind of story or some kind of lead-in to help people do it. There was once a story about a preacher who went to a conference to try and get some ideas as to how you can start off a sermon, you know, how you can really draw in and engage the congregation. And he said, the first thing that you have to do is you have to make sure that your message is attention-grabbing. And one of the preachers at the conference, he stood up and he said, well, I've got an example, he said. I started mine with this. I said, I spent many years of my life in the arms of another man's wife. And everybody went, gosh, that's a bit of an opening starter. And then he went on, it was my mother. So the preacher thought, oh, that's a really good sort of start off to a sermon. I'll try that at my next Sunday service when I get back to my church. So he got back and he couldn't wait to use this as an example. And he said, right, he said, I spent many years of my life in the arms of another man's wife. And then there's a big pause, and but I can't remember who she is. Anyway, at least it got their attention, didn't it? And of course, the Beatitudes that we read this morning are right at the beginning of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, aren't they? And it's quite an attention-grabbing bit, isn't it, really? But of course, he doesn't start off with a joke or anything like that. He starts straight off with the points that he wants to make. And we call them the Beatitudes because they're named after the Latin word for blessing, which is Beatus. And probably that's how they kind of came to be known as the Beatitudes. So I thought this morning we'd look at some of these words of Jesus and show how they might apply to us today. So let's look at the word blessing to start with. So if you remember in the two versions that we heard, in Maggie's version from the Good News version, it said happy, yeah? And in the one that we had up on the screen, which got a bit all over the place at one point, but never mind about that, but it certainly grabbed our attention, it used the word blessed. So what do you think, actually, is the better translation, happy or blessed? Blessed, you think, yeah? Anybody think happy? It's quite interesting, isn't it, actually, because, of course, the word today, happy, tends to kind of more apply to our sort of state of mind, isn't it, our mood. And as we sort of talked about earlier, our happiness, state of happiness, can vary depending on what sort of mood we're in. You know, some of us, if we're morning people, are quite happy and all, you know, full of the joys of spring at the beginning of the day, and others of us are a right grump. Sandra's not a morning person, are you? Sandra's always says, until I've had two cups of coffee, don't even talk to me. Whereas I'm completely the opposite, actually. I'm good at getting up and getting around like a sort of a bushy rabbit. So I think the thing is, the difference, I think, between the two translations is the word happy talks about how we feel about ourselves, and the word blessed is how God feels about us and the way God can bless us. And it's more about what God can do for us, not what we feel and what we can do for ourselves. Now, when you read the Beatitudes, they're not commands. Jesus doesn't say, you shall do this and therefore you will be blessed. He says, you know, these sorts of people, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed are the poor in heart. They're statements, aren't they? And being blessed means being the kind of people that God wants us to be and living closer to God. I think in a way the Beatitudes are kind of a description of Christian character, a bit like the fruits of the Spirit that Paul talks about, where he talks about, you know, the fruits of the people, love, joy, peace, about how we are, how we behave, the sorts of people that we are. And of course, if you look at the life of Jesus, he was all of these things, wasn't he? He was merciful, he was pure, he was kind, he was humble. There were times when Jesus lost people that he loved and he mourned. You know, and they're not the kind of things that you can learn, aren't they? They're sort of the traits of things, people that we are. So I want us all to think for a moment about the kind of person that we think we are. You know, when God looks at us, how would God describe you? Now, I'm not asking anybody to share this. I just want you to think about this and just to sort of be honest with yourself for a moment. You know, to think about the things about us that we want to be different, things that we want to change. Do we get angry too quickly? Do we like to talk about things that we shouldn't? Or talk about people that we shouldn't? We're too quick sometimes to judge other people. You know, it's hard, isn't it? Because very often, the thing is, God made us as we are, you know, when we all have got different character traits, different personality things that we have. And trying to kind of act different and, you know, try and be all of these things that God's talking about, that Jesus is talking about here in the Beatitudes is hard to do, isn't it? It's hard to sort of suddenly change like this. But I think Jesus is saying, you know, it's not something we can just change on our own. You know, we're not going to become all of these things overnight. But I think Jesus is saying here that the closer that we are to him, the closer that we are to God, the more in our lives these character traits, these things are going to display themselves, and we're going to become blessed by those things. You know, it's going to be a gradual process, isn't it? So, what are these character traits, these blessings that God has? Now, I don't want to go through all of these in great detail, but I've just sort of summarised them a bit. So, we've got eight of them altogether. Four in here. It says the first thing is about being the poor in spirit. And of course, if you think, the way that the world sort of talks about us now is, you know, people aren't encouraged to be humble, are they, at all? People are encouraged to make a success of themselves and to become famous and rich and to have all of these things. So I've just put some sort of suggestions up here as to the way that we very often are, or the way that we can behave, and the way that God wants us to be. So those who mourn. And I don't think Jesus is just talking about losing loved ones here. I think he's just also talking about, you know, our whole sort of lives as well. He wants us to be meek, doesn't he? People that are willing to change, willing to do something different and to listen to different things as well, and not be someone who knows all of the answers and be willing to learn. Those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know, many people are quite happy with the way that they live their lives and don't want to change at all. But, you know, God wants us to find room, I think, in our lives to do things differently. So God talks about blessed are the merciful. And very often, you know, we're not very merciful, are we, to people? You know, we want our way and we've got our agenda, and if it doesn't fit with our thing, then, you know, we say to people, oh, I don't really know about that. God talks about the pure in heart. Very often, it's more about what we want, what our agenda is, what our thinking is, rather than God. It's everybody else's fault, isn't it? You know, well, we're all right. You know, my point of view is correct. Peacemakers, or are we troublemakers? And those who are persecuted because of righteousness. You know, are we the troublemakers and things? So I've just put those as some sort of things for us to think about on this. And I think the thing is that the point is that God's way of us living our lives is very different from the way that the world in which we live tells us we should live our lives. You know, the rules and things that the world now are starting to put in place run very counter, don't they, to the commandments and the rules that God put in place. And I think we should be very worried about that. You know, we live in a world where the focus is upon living for yourself, sorting out number one. But these statements of Jesus paint a different picture. They paint a picture of people who live to please God and to help others. You know, as I said earlier, they mirror what Paul said when we talked about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians in chapter 5. He said, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such, there is no law. You know, and I think that verse of Paul's and the Beatitudes that Jesus is describing here on the Sermon of the Mount both reflect the kind of inward life that God wants of us, the kind of qualities, the kind of way in which God wants us to lead our life. Now, these blessings that God talks about here, it doesn't say blessed will be the peacemakers or blessed will be the pure in heart. It says blessed are the peacemakers, doesn't it? Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are those who are hungering and thirsty, those who are mourning. You know, Jesus is using the present tense here. So the blessings here that God is going to bestow upon us for doing these things is things that are available for us now. And I want to ask you this question. Do you feel blessed by God? It's a good question, though, isn't it? You know, do we feel that God is blessing us? It's easy, isn't it, to feel angry with the world and feel that everyone and everybody's against you and, you know, everything gets on top of you and you can't see the wood for the trees.
Can I make a point, God? I want to make a point. We are God's children, but when we do the right thing, God blesses all of us.
Yeah, he does. God, you're right there, David. God blesses all of us, doesn't he, really? But sometimes, because of our happiness or unhappiness, we don't always realise that God actually does bless us. And we ought to thank God. And in verse 12, Jesus says, rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets that were before you. So Jesus never taught that our life here on earth was going to be a bed of roses. In fact, he always reminds everybody, doesn't he, that our life here is going to be completely the opposite. You know, when he was talking to his disciples on that night before he was betrayed, he said to them, in this world, you will have trouble. You will have trouble. And he wasn't wrong there, was he? Eh? we always have peace, don't we? He said, I've told you these things so that you may have peace in this world. But in this world, you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. So God has overcome those things and he wants us to live lives that are in tune with him. And the closer we are to God, the more God can help us through the ups and the downs, the trials and tribulations of our life. Because, of course, they're there not to do to kind of destroy us or to bring us down, but they're there to build us up, aren't they? You know, and the more time that we spend with God, the closer that we are to God, the better equipped we are to deal with the trials and tribulations of life, to deal with the happinesses and the unhappinesses of the things that we do. You know, Jesus wants followers that are in it for the long haul, don't they? You know, to keep on going. We need to keep on going and not to give up at the very first sign of trouble. You know, it's a sad fact, isn't it, at the moment? You know, we hear of so many churches and places around where that people are just giving up, aren't they? Or churches are closing down, or people have just stopped going to church for whatever reason at all. So I just want to encourage us, really, that God is blessing us, and he does bless us, even though sometimes we don't feel that he is. And I've just put up a final thing. I've just got a slide here that's just going to give us some sort of things, really, to help and to think about it. The first thing is we need to think that blessings are things that God wants for us now, and they're blessings that are going to carry on throughout our life, and are going to continue, aren't they, when we get to heaven. So I think we just need to keep that in mind, that God continually wants to bless us in everything that we do. The second thing is that the blessings are designed to build us up, aren't they? The more God blesses us, the more build up and the more prepared we are for the next thing that we are. God doesn't want a lot of snowflakes, does he? You know, hear the term snowflakes these days, those that can't sort of deal with anything. He wants us to be strong and realistic, doesn't he, to be able to deal with the things of life. The third thing is he wants us to be there for the long haul. You know, I've been a Christian for quite a long time now, actually, and there are times, I'll admit to you, where I've thought, I'm just getting nowhere here, I just want to give up, I just, you know, it's just pointless, it's just not going anywhere. But there's always been something inside me. God's always said to me, I want you know, you've got to keep on going. You know, however hard, however difficult this is, you need to keep on going. You know, and there's discussions that we have in church. We had a discussion a few months ago, didn't we, about whether we're going to choose the church or whether we were going to move on. And it was a hard decision to make. But, you know, we made the decision to move on. And God's blessed us, hasn't he, through that decision that has been made. So I think we just need to keep that in mind. And of course, blessings are for everyone who trusts in God. So the more that we can put our trust in God, the more that we can just stay close to him and just hang on in there, God's going to continue to bless us, not only in our life, in the fellowship, in the church, but he's also going to bless our personal lives as well. Let me just finish by reading you these verse from Hebrews. And the writer says this. He says, "Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching." Now, although God's blessing each one of us, he's blessing all of us, isn't he, together as a fellowship, and as we have our church meeting a bit later on today, he's going to continue to bless us during that. You know, we've got perhaps got some difficult decisions to make or things that we need to think about, but God wants us to carry on meeting, talking together, being close to one another, close to him, so that he will continue to bless us. So let's just encourage one another. And if we see somebody that's feeling a bit down or somebody that's perhaps having a hard time, perhaps we just need to put our arm around them and just remind them that God is blessing them and he's blessing all of us. Let's just pray, shall we? Father God, we want to thank you for that message that you are blessing each one of us. Lord, we know that so often we live busy lives, we lead discouraging lives, we lead lives where illness and death, Lord, get in the way. Times, Lord, when other people annoy us.
times, Lord, when we are argumentative, times, Father, where we just want to do our own thing and we want to shut ourselves away, Lord, from the world. Father God, we just spend a moment or two now just to bring before you ourselves. Lord, we just want to offer the created being, Lord, that you created, Lord, to you, Father. And we just want to say, just change it, just do with it what you will. Lord, I just want to pray that you might just bless each and every person, Lord, in our congregation. I want to thank you, Father, for the way that you have been faithful to us over all of these years, Father, and that you brought us to where we are today, Lord, in Carey in 2026. Lord, you are a compassionate God, you are a faithful God, you are a God who blesses and who wants, Lord, to people that are your own possession. So I just pray, Father, this morning that you'll just make us, each person, Lord, here, feel valued and part, Lord, of your fellowship. We just pray, Lord, for those who aren't able to be with us this morning. We think of Faye, Lord, in hospital. Think of Jeanette, Lord, who's not been able to get out for a while yet, and others, Lord, who are unwell at this time or in hospital, or just, Lord, feeling very down and perhaps disconnected from the world in one way or another. Pray for those who have to work today, Lord. Those, Lord, who are perhaps taking a break and away on holiday. Lord, we just call to mind, Lord, those that we know, those that we love, that just perhaps need a special prayer, Father, from you this morning. A special blessing, Lord, from you this morning. We pray too, Lord, for the church meeting and for the lunch. Thank you, Lord, that you use food, Father, as a time to bring people together. And we just pray, Lord, that not only the church meeting will be a time of blessing, but our time of fellowship beforehand will as well. That you'll bless us through it, Lord. Perhaps we might have an encouraging word or something, Lord, might happen that might just encourage us and just bring us on a bit further, Lord, in our relationship with you. So, Lord, we just offer the rest of this day to you, Lord. May we be blessed. Lift up our spirits, Father, so that we might know your presence here with us more and more in these coming days. We just ask these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we're going to sing our final hymn now, which just reminds us that Jesus is here with us. You know, he gives us his assurance that he's here with us all the time. And it's not just for now. It's going to carry on until that time when Jesus returns and we meet him face to face. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine.
Let's say the grace together and to one another. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all evermore. Amen.